Hello, my name is Jose Garcia. I'm the product manager for the MultiVoice VoiceOver IP product. In the next half hour, I will discuss industry trends that suggest that VoiceOver IP is technology which is coming out of the lab and into full-scale deployment. Provide you with an overview of the 1998 Ascend VoiceOver IP product offerings, and discuss how the MultiVoice product integrates into existing customer networks. In addition, I will provide you with details on the specific features that will be supported in the MultiVoice for the Macs Release 1.0. There are some key trends that are driving VoiceOver IP technology into the mainstream. For example, in the past, network architectures were voice-centric because voice telephony was the primary form of communication. Traffic on the traditional voice network has increased year after year at a steady pace. In the past three decades, data, as a form of communication, has exploded with the advent of email, online services, and of course, the Internet World Wide Web. These technologies have created a hockey stick growth curve in the demand for data services and bandwidth. We have gotten to the point where data now drives network architectures rather than voice. The network is now envisioned to be a packet and/or cell-based network that leverages high-speed switching in the core. These data technologies, especially voice over IP, have started to pose a threat to traditional voice telephony providers. For example, the Net Effect has estimated that major international long-distance providers, such as KDD, AT&T, Telecom Italia, France Telecom, Deutsche Telekom, and British Telecom, will experience revenue losses in excess of $1.1 billion in the year 2001, and that's just in voice calls over the Internet. I believe the actual loss will be much greater than this, given that this estimate only represents 0.2% of the estimated $475 billion worldwide that was spent in 1997 for basic telephony services. In addition, IDC has estimated that 60 million PC users will be making voice calls over the Internet by 1999. This will account for about 12.5 billion call minutes of use by the year 2001. Infotest International has estimated that 25% of all the world's phone calls will travel on the Internet within the next 12 years. In today's numbers, that represents a staggering $118 billion market. These huge market estimates help explain the large number of voice over IP announcements that have made it in the past few months. These announcements include the Internet Telephony Exchange Carrier, or ITXC, which is jointly funded by AT&T and Vocaltech to provide wholesale access to and settlement of IP-based telephone calls. Qwest Communications has also announced a 7x24, 7.5 cents per minute nationwide telephone service based on its data fiber optic network using voice over IP technology. All these key trends are indications that 1998 will be the year that voice over IP technology gets out of the lab and into wide-scale deployment. This may be especially true in the second half of 1998. This also represents a unique opportunity for Ascend due to our strong industry position in IP remote access and in backbone core switching products. Now that I have hopefully convinced you that the market is ready, let's talk about what Ascend will be offering to meet the voice over IP needs of our customers. There are three major components of the Ascend voice over IP and fax over IP product offering. These components include, one, the MultiVoice voice over IP product, which allows customers to deploy voice services on managed IP backbone networks. Two, the MultiVoice fax store and forward product, which allows customers to deploy third-party fax servers that work in conjunction with the Macs to provide enhanced fax services. And finally, the MultiVoice real-time fax product, which will support real-time fax transmission across the IP network. All three product offerings are based on the same Macs technology and will conform to voice over IP and fax over IP standards. First, let's talk about the MultiVoice gateway. The MultiVoice gateway consists of a Macs chassis with MultiVoice DSP slot cards and the Multivoice Gateway software. The gateway uses the ITU H.323 standard to encode and compress voice into IP packets and send them across the IP network. The voice IP packets can be transmitted across the network using standard MAX Ethernet or frame relay network connections. Connections to the public switch telephone network, or PSTN, are accomplished using the standard MAX T1 and E1 WAN interface. A typical multi-voice network will be configured to support standard phone-to-phone conversations. Let's assume that a caller in Hong Kong wants to call a friend in New York. In this scenario, the user in Hong Kong dials a local PSTN telephone number to get access to a gateway in Hong Kong. The gateway answers the local call, and the caller enters their PIN and the telephone number of the called party in New York. The user is then authenticated by the Multivoice Access Manager as a valid user on the network. The Access Manager is a separate component of the Multivoice network. I will talk more about the Access Manager later. Based on the call number, the Access Manager then determines the IP address of the appropriate far-end gateway in New York. An IP voice call is then established between the Hong Kong gateway and the New York gateway. The New York gateway then dials a local number in the New York PSTN, and the friend in New York answers the phone. We now have an end-to-end voice over IP call. In order to support the call from Hong Kong to New York, there are two components in the multi-voice product that work in concert to get the call through. These components are as follows. The multi-voice gateway provides the voice over IP packet conversion required for real-time voice communication. This includes the voice compression technology in order to lower the packet bandwidth requirements of voice calls. This is all accomplished using the H.323 standard protocol. The multi-voice access manager provides the user authentication function and the telephone number to IP address translation, which is required to determine the correct far-end gateway from which the call will be completed. The Multivoice Access Manager is an application that runs on a server within the IP network. In Release 1, the Access Manager will run on Windows NT version 4.0 server or workstation. The Multivoice Fax real-time product will work similar to the Multivoice solution, except that the user will be making fax calls through the gateway instead of voice calls. All network components remain the same. The Multivoice Access Manager plays an important role in a multi-voice network. Future releases of the Access Manager will support advanced telephony services and applications. For example, voice features such as conference, transfer, hold, call waiting, and advanced network routing features may be supported as value-added enhancements by Ascend or other third-party developers using the Access Manager APIs. These applications will allow non-traditional voice service providers, such as ISPs, to offer telco-like services on their IP network. The Access Manager will also provide advanced integration into the existing telco infrastructure by supporting features such as Singling System 7 or SS7 integration. This will allow the traditional voice network to know about voice calls within the IP packet domain. Now let's talk about the multi-voice product and how it's integrated into existing customer networks. The multi-voice product is a highly scalable platform when compared to some of its competitors. On the MAX 6000 platform, a multi-voice gateway can support from 16 to 96 ports per chassis. The Multivoice Access Manager is a Windows NT application that runs on standard Intel-based PC server. The server can scale anywhere from a minimum Pentium 100 MHz-based system to a multiprocessor redundant system with fast disk arrays and lots of RAM. The actual server configuration will depend on the size of the customer's network and the call volume active through the network. The Multivoice product will also allow customers to integrate the platform with their existing environment. As part of Release 1, the Multivoice Access Manager will provide support for integration with existing billing systems by providing access to the call detail records generated by the system. A start CDR record is always created when a voice call is established. A stop CDR record is always created when an active call is terminated. These records can be exported to a third-party billing system for end-user billing. In the future releases, the Access Manager will also support direct integration with the Radius Manager so that CDR records can be provided to Radius and subsequently to the customer's billing system. There are several additional points regarding the Multi-Voice Access Manager that you should be aware of. The Multi-Voice Access Manager communicates with the Multi-Voice Gateway using the H.323 registration, admission, and status protocol. The RAS protocol is used to accomplish gateway registration, user authentication, and telephone number to address translation. The Access Manager is managed via a set of HTML web pages and forms. The entire management interface is web-based and can be accessed from any PC using standard web browsers such as Microsoft Internet Explorer or Netscape's Navigator. The Access Manager also supports two different databases, which contain information on all the gateways that are part of the voice network and all the users that are allowed to access the voice network. Future releases of the gateway will also support voice announcements and an API for third-party application development. One of the most exciting feature enhancements to the Multi-Voice product is the integration of Multi-Voice with IP Navigator to provide quality of service or QoS options, which will support end-to-end QoS for toll quality voice calls. The Multi-Voice Gateway will support three types of QoS. One, a best effort service. Two, a relative QoS, which utilizes the TOS bit in the IP header to indicate the desired quality of service for a voice call. And as a first in the industry, absolute QoS, which provides on-demand guaranteed bandwidth and delay characteristics, which are ideal for providing toll quality voice. Absolute QoS will be supported by the Multi-Voice Gateway and Ascend's core switching products such as the 8000, 9000 series frame relay switches and 500 series ATM switches. Next, we will talk about the specific features and functions that will be supported in Multi-Voice Release 1. The Release 1 key features for the Multi-Voice Gateway will be phone-to-phone voice calling, support for PSDN interfaces such as T1, T1 PRI, E1 PRI, E1 DPNSS, and BRI network interfaces. Support for IP on either Ethernet or frame relay. Support for the G.711 and G.729A codecs, which provide toll quality voice. Voice VPN support for customers who don't use user authentication in a private network. Hybrid line echo cancellation to remove the echo generated by a 4-to-2-wire pair PSDN network interfaces. And DTMF detection and generation to emulate certain PSDN voice interfaces on the Max platform. The Multi-Voice Access Manager will also support a whole host of features in Release 1. These features will include an H.323 compliant gatekeeper implementation to ensure compatibility with other network components, phone to IP address translation to route calls to the appropriate far-end gateway, web-based administration interfaces to allow full remote admin and control of the Access Manager, PIN-based user authentication, which can be disabled using the Voice VPN feature, and telephone number aliasing to support private numbering plan. In addition, call accounting records with export to external billing systems and Microsoft Windows NT support will also be supported. The Multi-Voice Gateway will be offered on the Max 6000 in various bundles. For domestic or international network deployment, a 48 and 96 port bundle will be offered on a T1-based Max 6000 chassis. For international E1 locations, a 60 and 90 port bundle will be offered. In addition to the high-end bundles, quick start bundles will also be offered for low-end deployment or for economically setting up multiple trial locations. The quick start bundles will include a 16-port T1 and E1 bundle and a 16-port E1 BRI bundle for use with BRI network locations, especially when E1 is cost prohibitive or not available. All bundles are based on the Max 6000 platform. Existing customers with empty Max 4000 chassis can upgrade to the software on those chassis and add multi-voice DSP slot cards for voice over IP applications. 16, 12, and 8-port DSP cards will be offered to upgrade chassis with available slots. The multi-voice access manager will be licensed on a per-gateway basis. A 4, 32, and 128 gateway versions will be offered to manage small, medium, and large multi-voice networks. The Release One multi-voice product supports a variety of applications for different customer segments. Please see the multi-voice sales presentation or the multi-voice marketing product guide for a complete description of those applications. In summary, the multi-voice platform provides many customer advantages. For ISPs, the multi-voice product allows them to provide a new service offering and extract new revenues from their existing customer base. It provides them with a transaction-based billing model that scales with network usage, that is, high-margin service revenue that is cents per minute based versus the low-margin $19.95 unlimited access pricing model, which is widely deployed today. Advantages for CLECs and carriers include additional backbone and lease line revenue, new revenues from telephone calls completed via an IP connection to a consumer who's already online surfing the web, and a two-tier pricing structure for PSTN and IP voice calls to meet different customer needs. For the enterprise customer, the multi-voice product can be used to reduce operational costs by using spare capacity in the private packet network to carry voice traffic between different locations. All in all, MultiVoice is an excellent vehicle for traditional SEND customers to offer new and exciting services using IP technology. For more information on MultiVoice, see the MultiVoice Marketing Product Guide and the MultiVoice Sales Presentation. It's been a pleasure and good luck selling MultiVoice.